Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, Gator, typically on Monday we get start times for Big Ten games that are 10 days away, 12 days away.
Yeah.
And we just got them.
Oh.
Michigan State at Minnesota on Saturday, November 1st, 3:30. Purdue at Michigan, 7 p.m.
Oh.
Son of a darn.
Another night game for you, huh?
Yes.
Against Purdue.
Yep.
Well, watch out for the Boilers. They can sneak up on you.
Just awesome.
Score a point.
All right, so Michigan and Michigan State over the weekend. Look, they did cover the spread. Our guy Greg, who just called, was showing frustration that seems like people care more about that than they care about the actual, like, games and stuff. You know, Greg, you can how does this impact you if you don't want it to impact you? Can you simply ignore stuff like point spreads? Can you still enjoy the games without watching that? Because I can completely disassociate point spreads with just watching games. Completely. And if there's a game I don't really care about but might have a leaning one way or another, it can make me care about it. But at the end of the day, you know, the only thing is there are a lot of betting shows now made available.
Yes.
I don't watch any of them.
I hear you. I don't pay attention to that either. If I'm going to wager on something, I'll do my own research on it and figure it out. And to varying degrees of success. But it's called gambling for a reason, so be careful out there.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
But yeah, I do notice. I pay attention to spreads because we do the segment every Friday, the If I Bet It portion. So I'll see at a glance all the spreads on the game, and I do wager occasionally on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm aware of what they are. And when there's something that looks a little funky in the game at the end of a game, I will go back and say, "What was the spread on that one?" and see how some teams react. And look, I think you make a leap if you're going to assume that what they do at the end of the game is to cover a spread. I think sometimes you may feel very strongly like, oh, they only did this because of that. Mm-hmm. And I get it. There are times I've jumped to that conclusion too. But by and large, I don't think that that's what happens or that they're that cognizant of it. At the end of the Michigan State game, if you go back and look at the play-by-play of that for Indiana and their last possession, I mean, they were running the football. They just kept moving the ball downfield. And then it gets to a fourth down situation, and you're at 2 minutes. I mean, you could – and you're inside the 20-yard line. I mean, what are you going to just take a knee?
Well, I always wonder, like –
Take a field goal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What if you have a big game and it comes down to a game tying, game-winning field goal, and it's raining? And your guys have made field goals in the rain like they did in this game in a live situation. So I don't I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, is there a possible motivation other than point spreads? Yeah, I think there's a possible motivation.
Now, some people might
spreads.
Look the other way, and then Michigan State comes back, and they've come all the way down the field throwing the ball because they should. They're, you know, they got a backup quarterback in there. They're trying to get their reps in, and they're trying to score. But then it gets to a fourth down situation, and they kick a field goal instead of trying to score a touchdown, and I guess that'll raise some flags too with the bettors out there. But
again, you know, what if there's a field goal situation later in the year where it's raining?
Yes.
And it matters.
Yeah.
You've done it before? I don't know. I'm
not going to pay too much attention to it. So what I will pay attention to, though, is the way that Michigan State played in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a tale of two halves. I think that the first drive was a hell of a drive, eating up 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes worth, and they end up with just a field goal. But, I mean, that's kind of a win for them to get that. Indiana comes down, scores a touchdown. Doesn't take them terribly long to do it. But then Michigan State gets another drive, marches all the way down, and this time they do convert. And they had two leads over Indiana, which is exciting. You knew they were gonna be short-lived, but let's see how this team can play in the second half. And unfortunately, they gave up the score at the end of the first half, and then Indiana's got the chance for the double dip. They get the double dip to start up the second half. They score again, and Michigan State could not get their defense off the field, and that is a major problem. I think they have a couple of really good players on their defense, but they're constantly playing through injuries, and not that all teams aren't, but it feels like Michigan State just – they're always decimated by injuries, particularly their secondary, and – They can't – you're not going to be able to compete with one of the top teams in the country, which is hard to believe I'm saying that about Indiana. But that's what they are. Cignetti proved it last year. They got to the playoff. They played played Notre Dame really well, lost. And now they're trying to back that up this year with the – now they're off to, what, a 7-0, 8-0 start, whatever it is. They beat Oregon. That's impressive. This is a good football team they have in Indiana. And if you're not going to get stops, you have no shot. And Michigan State didn't have much of a chance to win, but they had a chance to keep it closer than what they did. I thought Aiden Childs was great. He completed, 19 in a row or 20 in a row at one point. He looked like he was dialed in. His receivers looked good. But in the end, they didn't score enough points, didn't come close to scoring enough points. And they couldn't run the football. And if they can't run the ball, then you become one-dimensional, and it's just a matter of time before the other team just tees off on you and wins their battles, and that's what happened. Michigan State not strong enough to last four quarters again.
I don't know what's weirder. Michigan State has lost three consecutive games giving up exactly 38 points, or they've lost back-to-back games losing by the exact same score, 38-13. But this is their Big Ten game so far this year. 45-31, 38-27, 38-13, and 38-13.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's altogether too many points allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is a real problem. I don't know if it's a personnel issue more so than it is a coaching issue. I tend to always lean towards the personnel and the players that you have. You just don't have enough good players. But I've said this to you before, watching Michigan State play each of the last couple of years, it feels like every time I see somebody make a tackle, they get up, you read the name in the back of the jersey, like, who the hell is that guy? Just don't know. Because it's a constant change with the transfer portal, but it's also a constant change because of injuries. They have to cycle new players out there. So it's an unfortunate situation for Michigan State, but they've got a chance this week against Michigan, their top rival, and to certainly feel better about themselves if they can come away with a win. It's going to be a daunting task. I don't think this is one. This is certainly not one of Michigan's great teams, but it's a good team that played a pretty clean game on Saturday, and Underwood played pretty good, which was good to see him get that trajectory going in the right direction again instead of maybe plateauing a little bit or hitting a wall, but you would expect that out of a freshman quarterback. But he played well. Marshall, the running back, stepped into a duty that you knew that he was going to be counted on, and he delivered. He was great. And the defense from Michigan was very solid against perhaps a tricky quarterback, but they took care of it.
We will get more into the Wolverines next. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, last hour to get your votes in. 97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.